This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The human voice is a demanding instrument. Handling it requires precision and skill. But for composer and musician Sylvia Nakache, it's more than a tool to make pretty sounds. She sees it as a gateway to spiritual growth. Nakache's musical philosophies are influenced by both Western and Eastern traditions. She was born in Argentina and attended Mills College in Oakland before meeting the person who would become her teacher for more than 30 years, Ali Akbar Khan, a great maestro of Indian classical music. Her own music has an ethereal, haunting quality that can transport listeners beyond everyday reality. She teaches students what she calls yoga of the voice. In classes at the California Institute of Integral Studies and at the Vox Mundi Project, an international school that she founded. Her book, Free Your Voice, lays out her philosophy along with original exercises for opening the voice. In this story, we hear from Nakache about how it's possible to spiritually awaken through the voice.
We have tuning forks to create some sounds. To tune the space. I'm Sylvia Nakache. What I am is a musician, composer. So I chant and sing and work specifically with helping people to open their voice. When I hear someone on the phone and I even don't know that person, I can figure out how is the state of mind of that person because I hear the voice through the phone. My book, they insisted, the publisher insisted that it has to be practical. It's about the spirituality behind the voice and the music, but also has 108 practices. Practices that help you to feel free. If you're free, you're relaxed. And if you're free and relaxed, you can open. For example, whispering voices is very, very liberating. Singing to disappear is you do it with a background drone, D-R-O-N-E, voice loved to be accompanied. So I have to become one, no separation, one, yoga. With this particular sound. When I feel comfortable and I know I am in that particular acoustic landscape, I start moving up and down. It's like being alone in a little corner in your home, discovering how one note makes love with the other. And I don't know why, my students are crazy about that. They love it. When I realize the power of the drone, and my students are professional singers, have so much problem tuning, and if I put a drone in the back, they can tune. Nobody's out of tune. They just didn't play enough with the drone. So when I met my teacher, Ali Akbar Khan, I started crying. There is a quality of devotion, love in the transmission of the music in the East that I didn't find in so many years of studying in the West. It's about how you render and how you listen and how you slow down and how you serve with the music. That is an experience that I need to share with people. I cannot give you any formula to open the voice of the person because all peoples are different. But I can listen, and I can listen what that voice wants to express. What is that voice requesting? What is the spiritual quality that needs to be liberated? Spirituality for me is about becoming more subtle, moving from gross to subtle. And the more subtle that we can listen, the more subtle that we can become musically, the happiest.
That was Sylvia Nakash. Her story was produced by KALW's Judy Silber. You can find other stories, blogs, and links from The Spiritual Edge at thespiritualedge.org.